Miami Heat getting it done last night and acquiring the Greek Freak for a bevy of assets.
Thank you, Tobin. Thank you.
Tyler Hero, Kalel Ware, Jaime Jaquez, Kaspers Jakučonis, which was apparently, according to reports, Anthony Chang, that was like the last stand. Mm-hmm. There was a report today from Sam Amick that they tried to put Davion Mitchell in there. Three first-round picks, a swap, a second-round pick, and they used their $15 million trade exception from the Duncan Robinson trade to pick up Bobby Portis, who has been down here training a little bit too as well. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, he was at a Punch Fitness, a boxing gym down down yonder, probably like a couple miles from here. Harold Calderon used to train there for a little bit before he went to Hialeah.
Our guy's fighting this week, right?
Xander is fighting this week. I got to tell you, I think he's going to – I know I'm biased. I know I'm biased.
I'm not going to say nothing.
I'm biased.
I'm not going to say
there's just something about Boots Ennis's energy that I'm just like, I don't believe you. I think you're talking yourself up.
Okay, so here's the deal. Here's what I like to do in these moments. When was the last guy you felt this way about that ended up being true? So we can at least have proof that you see it. Or are you just trying to sell yourself on Xander?
I'm not selling my, the only thing that worries me about Xander is if he has to, like, if he gets down a couple rounds, like building his way
is
out
he gonna
of it.
Is he gonna be able to keep his poise?
Yeah.
And I know point his
to,
way out.
I know he likes to firefight and could he run into a mistake, but he's so much bigger than him. And the thing is, like, you know, Jaron's only thing seems to be is he's body shaming him because he's like, oh, well, you needed all this time to because you were in fat camp. And then
who's Xander?
Yeah, he was saying that to Xander.
And
I was,
yeah.
And Xander's like, yeah, I just got done winning the championship, and I was celebrating with Bad Bunny. Sorry, I wanted to get in shape. And then this week I saw the standoff. He goes, oh, you look small. You look scrawny. I'm like, yeah, well, wait till, you know, like, let's wait till weigh-in day when he rehydrates, dude. He's a monster. He's a lot bigger than him.
Wait, I think people don't understand. He is a big boy fighting in that class.
Yeah. This is probably going to be the last one that he has at this weight class.
Oh, because he's going to die trying to make the weight.
Yeah, he's been set for middleweight for a while. This is probably his last one at 154, but he's going to make it. This guy's been doing that for his whole career. I mean, he used to make 147. I mean, like, he'll be fine.
He was tiny when we saw him then.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or Doral Volkswagen. .com. The Panthers introduced Brady Tkachuk today, and we'll get some of that for you. I know Vlad is cutting some of that stuff up, but I did want to get the Bill Zito stuff on Sergei Bobrovsky because that was the last question at the press conference today. He was asked about where things stand with the Panthers goalie.
I could answer that for you. It stands at $14 million, which ain't going to happen.
This was Bill Zito when asked about it.
Just for Bill, since it was kind of mentioned there, just where do you think stand with Bobrovsky? Is there the door still open for him to come back, or where do you think things are from your perspective?
Yeah, I mean, until doors close, you never know. Bob is a guy that has done so much for our organization, and we continue to evaluate every single day, just like I just said, try to be better, and there are no doors closed here ever.
All right. There are Pierre LeBrun said today that he doesn't believe it's ruled out that the Panthers could bring him back either. I guess it's going to be like, you would imagine, is there a possibility, could they just do a one-year something? Just, you know, a bridge, because even if the Panthers don't have a solution. And it also probably depends on, do the Panthers think they could get Hellebuyck? Could they get, you know, could they don't, I mean, I don't think they're going to get him without giving up Anton Lundell, which I know the Panthers don't want to do. Binnington's been the very common name that's been thrown around. Could the Panthers go, David Dwork brings up a good point. They have such faith in their goal department with Robbie Tallis and Roberto Luongo. Do they just go cheapskies? Like, do they go that route of...
Goalie seems like the one position you can't go cheap on.
You can't, but then, you know, you see what just happened this past. Now, this was a weird Stanley Cup where the goalies really weren't a big factor, you know, but, you know, one of their guys who got poached from their AHL team ends up getting a shutout to win the thing. So, you know, they similar to the Heat, have a lot of faith in what they're able to kind of search around there, which they have done.
Listen.
I mean, you look at Stolar. Stolar's got poached from him. Alex Lyon. You know, these guys are guys who go on and they have success elsewhere. So I could see a scenario where they go like that.
Where they just think they can develop somebody because right. They've been doing such a good job of developing goalies.
But this is as critical a win now team as there is. Like, do you really have, like, are you going to play those games where maybe it looks good in the regular season?
I mean,
and then we get to playoff time and it's a different ball game.
Sometimes a guy asks for so much that it's not even worth coming back. It's not even worth, you know, giving a different offer. So you're saying $7-8 million for 5 years to make out to get the money, and he's saying three years.
Oh, Ronaldo's
beautiful.
Going? Wow.
3 years, $40 million.
Look at that, Ronaldo. Right? Finds the back of the net against Uzbekistan. He needed that.
Just missed one earlier, too, so a little redemption right there.
He needed that one, dude.
Are they going to qualify for the second?
I think if they win today, they should be.
Because they have two ties, right?
Well, they have one tie.
They have one tie. This is the second game.
Oh, this is only the second game?
Hmm?
Correct.
Yeah, most people have two in the books, and their thirds are coming up.
Okay. All right.
You were looking at the standings, quote unquote, as they stand 2 minutes into the game when they're showing that. So, yeah.
Texter says, everyone else took discounts. Why shouldn't Bob? I think the one that probably irked him
Marchand.
Is the Marchand deal. Because Marchand's age, he got a lot of years and got $30 million guaranteed, basically. And I think Bob's like, hey, man, this dude's been here for 2 seconds. Great year. But got locked in, and while awesome, is more replaceable than what we have around. With what I provide, and I think that probably put it into a place where you believed in his age, but you don't believe in mine. So I don't know. People like I was listening to a lot of the hockey shows yesterday because I'm obsessed with this. That they're like, listen, goalie just age is different than a wing. It just does. But I just don't think people appreciate, like,
right.
the mentality that this guy has. I'm not saying he's right or wrong. I'm just telling you what the guy thinks of himself and his work ethic.
Mm-hmm.
That he's going to say, oh, you guys don't think I can be good for 4 more years? Watch this, and we'll see.
Father Time is undefeated. And I would say this. Athletes, and I probably was just as responsible as anyone else, want you to pay them on what they've done for you, right? A team is paying you on what they think you can do. So when you think about Bob and the money that he wants, the team has to weigh that against that position, that age, and us not being able to do anything else if we do this. So I'm not mad at Bob for wanting all that money. Somebody told him he was worth it. I'm not mad at the Panthers for pausing.
Well, I think he looks at it. I think he looks at somebody like he's like, look, you could look at Igor Shesterkin and you could say, like, if it's true with Dave Hyde's reporting, I have no reason to believe it's not that. He's like, well, I've beaten Igor Shesterkin in the playoffs. I don't care that he's 10 years younger than me.
Okay, then fine. Then you listen, you can have those beliefs and you can believe that. That's not the way teams think. Right? Like, a guy who's 10 years younger than you, even though you've beaten him,
that's
not why you pay him.
Beating all the top guys.
You pay him because you want 5 more years.
He could basically go through this top list and it could be a hit list for him.
Was.
No, not was, is.
Okay.
Is. Like, okay. Why I'm does never, that stuff get erased?
I'm never gonna get you to understand this, that part of that, right? Like, I'm never going, and if you were a GM, you would be stuck with more old guys on your roster that you paid because of what they've done and not what they can do.
I mean, I guess the thought is, like, how bad do you think he's going to fall off a cliff in 2 years?
And a team's job is to not put yourself in a situation where you're
even there.
Well,
they did put themselves in the situation because they traded Spencer Knight.
Yeah, but that was what? Was it last year or 2 years
ago? It was 2 years ago.
2 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay. So they say, okay, in 2 years.
So one year where everybody's hurt decides this guy's no good anymore. You know what I mean?
No, like, but
I just think that.
Here, you keep saying that. Please don't say that.
Why?
I'm not saying Bob can't play.
I didn't say. I'm not saying that's your take. I'm talking about the Panthers'
that's
mindset.
That's the way you're taking that. Just because they don't want to pay him for the next 3 or 4 years.
I didn't say that was your opinion. I said the team's opinion of the reason they made the move for Spencer Knight was because they believed Bob was going to age into his late 30s and early 40s.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they traded Spencer Knight for Seth Jones. Mm-hmm. They said that. Okay. And if you're going to judge that off of a year where everybody was hurt on your team, to me, that is a miscalculation.
It's not that, though. Why? Like, it's not that. It's that, hey, when you start putting your team together and you start thinking about, oh, you just brought in Brady. Oh, you just did this. Oh, you trade. Like, you have to make moves that are going to be consistent with where you're going to be in the next 2 or 3 years. And if they decide, okay, how long do we want to be in this Bob contract? Okay, we can be with them for 2 years. Maybe they make that determination, 2 years, right? They say, okay, let's offer him something. Then Bob says, I want 3 years, $14 million. How do you respond to that? What could you come back with?
Yeah, you got to find a middle ground, man.
Huh? There's no middle ground from the highest paid goalie in the league.
Nobody's paying him as the highest paid
goalie. I know!
Like,
so do
you? We could go to Galen right now and I say, I want $14 million to the next show.
Hold on.
He's like, okay, cool.
So my question to you is, do you even start negotiating when that side is so unrealistic? That's my point. This has nothing. This contract discussion has nothing to do with what they think Bob can or can't do. But if the first ask is to be the highest goalie in the highest paid goalie in the league at $14 million a year for 3 years.
Well, we don't know that was the first ask. We know that it was the ask this offseason. Like, Bob could have wanted a deal last year done, and they didn't want to do it then.
Okay. All right. I got you.
So then he's like, oh, I'm a free agent. That's what I'm asking for.
All right. And so they say, like, okay, maybe that had something to do with it. That at what point, or you can't have reasonable talks when somebody's being unreasonable. Bob should not be the highest paid goalie in the league.
Who should be?
I don't know, not Bob. You're misconstruing the best with the highest paid. Bob is how old, 38?
Yep, we'll be 38.
He'll be 38. You want to be the team that pays three years, $14 million a year for 30-year-old goalie?
No, 14 strong, but I think I think that there could be also, you know, I don't think it's a negotiation that should be dead. Like, I would just end negotions because Bob asked for a
ridiculous amount.
Yeah, because then you're as a GM, you're like, okay, what do you think you could actually find out there?
Right, but that's my point. So we don't know if it's dead, but as a team, when somebody asks for that,
I'll tell you this: if they don't have him this year, I'm nervous about their chances. I don't care how loaded their team is.
Okay.
I don't care if they get Hellebuck. I don't care.
Okay.
Like, you're going into it with, can those
so
guys.
So you think of all the guys they could bring in, Bob would have the best year. So,
yeah.
Regardless
he's bar none the guy I would trust the most. Why
would
it?
That's because you've been with him.
Yeah. Right. What, but he's also proven it.
Okay. What you have done is not the same as what you will do. I don't, like, that's sports. I don't know. I can't. Teams have to think. What will you
do? If I told you the Stanley Cup was tomorrow, okay?
That's not even realistic. You're making up stuff.
I'm not making up stuff.
You are.
I'm telling you tomorrow. The Stanley Cup's tomorrow.
Right.
Do you want Sergei Bobrovsky and you got to pay him $10 million a year, or you want Alex Lyon.
I would take Sergio because I'm familiar with him.
Who's Sergio?
I mean,
is that his Latino cousin?
Great Bakery.
Sergio Bobrovsky.
I would take Bob.
I was
Bob.
So confused. Who is Sergio now?
I don't even know why. Look, I'm not even reading. There's nothing. Like, I don't know what I was thinking about.
Two into the World Cup, dude.
No, I'm not even looking at the World Cup.
Is that Portugal's goalie?
No!
That's wild.
Take a break.
Random Sergio.
We're back after this.
Who asks a question like that?
Tonight at 7 o'clock, we will have a draft party show that's going to be basically celebrating Giannis, myself, and Solana with a bevy of guests stopping by from the Miami Heat's draft party, which you guys should just get down there tonight. We're going to celebrate the Heat doing awesome stuff. What do you think the war room's like tonight for the Heat? Like, do they kick back?
There'll be snacks, pizza, and wine.
More ale. Do you think they get Euros? What do you think do you think they order Greek? You know.
Oh, some Euros, some.
What was that? That was that
little wrap leaf things.
There was the famous. There was the famous story back in the day about them eating the Chinese food, ordering the rice for Glenn Rice. To bring them fortune, and so maybe they switch it up this year in the war room.
I like chicken gyro too.
Chicken shawarma, grape leaves, all these things you're calling all types of crazy.
Grape leaves.
You're a hell at a Greek Lebanese restaurant. Give me those little wrap things. Give me that chicken gyro. Give me
the gyro. Like, yeah, but it if you don't have, listen, I keep a little bucket of tzatziki sauce at home.
Oh, hey, don't get tzatziki and hummus confused.
No. I don't like hummus, but I love chickpeas on a salad. Isn't that the craziest thing?
That is a little weird.
I thought you didn't like salad.
Huh? I mean, like when salad. I have to, I'll go ahead and throw some chickpeas on it. When I have a grilled chicken, when I grill some chicken. By the way, my grill looks like an open car hood. I had to take it all apart.
Oh, it's that kind of construction. You got a very busy grill.
So what happened was, believe it or not, so it worked, and then it didn't work, and it just said it took a long time to heat. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I just changed the thing that heats it up. So I called the lady. She's like, yeah, you got to take it apart. So you got to take it apart to see if you need a wire. So I took it apart, right? Calling back, I say, do I need to just clean it off? She says, no, you shouldn't have to clean it off. And then the lady goes, yesterday, she goes, did they send you new fuses? Hmm. Like, new fuses.
Excuse me?
Yeah. They're about this big. Like, they're tiny, right? And she said, every time you change the fire pot or the igniter, you're supposed to change the fuses. And I'm like, well, that kind of sucks because you guys sent me to the person that sent it and they didn't send any fuses. All right, we'll overnight you some fuses. So my girl's gutted. Because the fuse, I had to get to the main motherboard, mm-hmm. which was behind something else, which was around the corner from this thing. And so basically, it looks like a car.
No fuse, you lose.
Yeah, I just want to say. That's why I call you and I want to ask you a question and I just go, never mind. No fuse, you lose. That's why.
The motto.
You would disagree? Do you think they're just watching the World Cup tonight instead of the draft? Like, it's just you have everybody there and they're like, all right.
Who do we get in the draft? Giannis.
Somebody bringing some Greek flags to the draft party tonight? Either way, we'll be there.
Well, Giannis isn't even in the country yet.
Yeah, we don't know where he is.
Right.
We don't know where he is. No post by him. We don't have any post by Bam. Tyler Hero was on his Finstagram saying, a time was had.
He's the only one that's ever on his Instagram.
He's very on social media. But it's all good.
I don't understand why. He can't be upset about this, right?
No, apparently the word is he's excited for a fresh start.
Right. Okay. And I understand that.
It's also got to be a little relieving. Like, every year it's the same thing. Now it's like, all right, it's done now.
Finally.
You know, finally.
Finally, no more trade rumors. Oh, unless Detroit goes and picks them up.
But I would say that it's unfortunate, but as a professional basketball player, don't you kind of have to understand why everybody had to move on? Because you can't, if you own a franchise, you can't keep going year after year after year hoping that one of your star players is going to play more games. You can't do it.
Yeah.
Pretty wild. Right now, Portugal up 2-0 on Uzbekistan. Ronaldo has scored, and then on a free kick they did the okey-doke. And Uzbekistan was faked out of their shoes. So
Not even close.
Yeah, it wasn't even close. It wasn't even close.
My favorite is when the guys jump, but they're not really jumping to get in the way of the ball. They just want to be a deterrent. Because I've never seen anybody get hit with a ball there.
I've seen them get hit, yeah. They turn their bodies a lot of the time.
Oh, yeah. Oh!
Oh, Uzbekistan on the board?
Ooh. Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Can we say upper 90?
Game
for
on,
soccer?
Dude.
Can we say upper 90 for?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Because that was a pretty, I mean, there was no way that goalie was getting to that one.
Ronaldo having a talk with the official who's got a spy cam on him.
He's offsides?
Very upset.
Is offsides?
Very upset.
He's arguing that.
He's trying to.
I didn't see the goal, so I couldn't even tell you what possibly went down.
I just saw it shooting past. I didn't see the guy kick it.
Oh, he kicked it. It was all, watch this kick.
He's on sides there, for sure.
Watch this kick.
Oh, he's looking for the penalty?
I don't know.
The ball was gone, so isn't that a trip?
I mean, like, don't trip, dude.
Boom, look at that kick.
He blasted
on side.
Yeah.
What? Is that not good advice?
Boom. Great advice. Don't trip.
Upper 90.
Don't lose.
Man, he blasted that.
Yes.
Thing. That was fun. You think this is when Andy Ellisberg is tickled pink when he gets to go fill out a roster with exceptions? He's just like, yeah, that's good. He's got an apron to work with. He goes, you know, he gets to like put the puzzle together.
Doesn't really have much of an apron or anything to, like, they're up against it, aren't they?
They're hard capped at a certain number. They can still use their exceptions as well.
So, question, I don't want to ask you this because you're going to get mad at me.
Why?
Why would I get mad at you, dude? So certain teams have a hard cap and then other teams have the, what is it called?
You have like the first apron, second apron. A lot of those are punitive based on.
So they're already over the first apron and all that. And now they have the hard cap.
They have the hard cap. They'll be a first apron team, but they're not a luxury tax team because they got to have the luxury tax. So they're not in the punitive tax
right
yet.
Okay.
But then you get to a certain point where like you can't make certain trades and things like that. But Miami is not at that point. But because they took back the more money in the trade, that did hard cap them at a number.
So if they wouldn't have taken
Portis,
if they wouldn't have taken money back in the trade, then they would have had, like, I don't understand.
So I guess the way that it works is if you took back more money in a trade than you send out, that hard caps you for at a certain number.
Okay. All right.
Ira had some tweets on this. It was, let's see.
Maybe said, I should become friends with Ira.
At the moment, I'm going to read you his tweets.
All right.
At the moment, the hard cap Heat have $18 million to fill 5 roster spots. That figure does not include Norman Powell, but does include Andrew Wiggins' option year. So if Andrew Wiggins doesn't come back, or they could lower that number, or if he comes back on
a... So it would give them more than 19, right. So they could probably get up to 25.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, gotcha.
Trading a 26, 27 salary for more years by Wiggins could open up some wiggle room to $23 million or so. And then he adds, being able to move off Nikola Jovic's money would create a runway for a Powell return to use the taxpayer and use the taxpayer mid-level, but likely easier said than done. Hard cap created by Duncan Robinson, trade exception used for Bobby Portis. The Portis element remains curious. Yeah, I just think that the Heat wanted some kind of size additions, though, mm-hmm. Right? I mean, you lose Khalil Ware. And who would you have gotten? You got Vlad Goldin, who's out there, Mitchell Robinson on a on the cheapskis. So you need to add shooting and size was I do think a need there, and certainly he's got the relationship with Giannis already.
Mitchell Robinson is cool, but you can't have that. Spo would never play him. Like, he may do a lot of great things. Spo would never hardly play this guy.
They waved off Uzbekistan's goal, and then Ronaldo just scored again. So it's 3-0 Portugal at the 38th minute right now. Here we can see as he gets going, but finds Ronaldo, boom, right past the goalie, scoots, and he's on the board for the second time today. Man, I got to tell you, it is fun. Like, even as a cash, all these the soccer stars are coming out to play.
Yep. Uzbekistan, though.
So?
Okay. No, I know three goals. Two goals is two goals. Just saying.
You couldn't find Uzbekistan on a map.
Neither could you.
I didn't try and claim that they were nothing.
No, don't all of a sudden talk about something totally different.
I know way more about Uzbekistan than you do.
Where is it?
I don't know, but I know that there's I called a fighter from Uzbekistan.
And you didn't know where he was from.
Kakramanov. That was his name. Sayed Yakub Kakramanov. He was from Uzbekistan.
Mm-hmm. And where is Uzbekistan?
Somewhere in Europe.
I love how you keep asking him within
the
1 minute.
Yeah, because he's the one he said I didn't know where it was.
You just dismissed him. You don't know anything about their past.
It's in Asia, guys.
It's a Slavic country in Asia.
Don't look at me like that.
Dude, you were wrong.
So were you.
I never guessed.
You dismissed him.
I said I didn't know.
You dismissed him.
I dismissed him,
You basically said that Ronaldo was doing this against the Bad News Bears.
They're not known as a powerhouse in soccer.
Oh, whatever, dude. You couldn't name three powerhouses in soccer.
France, Germany, Spain.
Took you long enough.
What?
You guys are the worst.
What do you mean,
Argentina,
dude?
Argentina, who won the World Cup last time. Got to count them.
Oh, thank you. They're on the list.
But France is the best.
Well, we'll see. We don't know that they're the best.
No, I didn't say that. Just because you're the best doesn't mean you're going to win.
Mm.
Get over that.
All right. What kind of an argument is that?
That is.
Just because you're the best doesn't mean you're going to win.
Right.
Okay.
Does that not make sense to anyone?
You're not making a lot of sense. I got to be honest with you.
Wait. So you're saying if you're the best, you should win.
You made Sergei Bobrovsky Latino.
Don't change
Sergio's
the subject.
Crazy.
Sergio Bobrovsky.
We did not bring back Sergei Bobrovsky, but we've signed this new recruit, Sergio Bobrovsky.
Oh, my God.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Try to get that stink off you.
What?
What are you searching?
Mucho gracias.
See?
That's Sergio.
That was Sergio.
Mucho gracias.
You gonna watch the draft tonight? The Heat have just tweeted out on their Instagram page, or posted on their Instagram page, excuse me. They posted draft night. I'm like, who are you guys fooling?
Let me just say this. No.
Guy goes, I like Giannis at pick 13. Another guy goes, post Giannis.
I think it's the single-handed worst way to do a draft. It's so annoying. Like, guys end up with certain teams, and then they have to change hats. And like, who did that happen to? Did that happen to Jalen Brunson?
To what?
Who's the player who had, I think their mom worked in an organization, and they drafted him, but then he had to put on a different hat. Oh, I can't think.
Was that Bridges? I don't think that was Brunson. I think that might have been Mikal Bridges.
Was it?
Yeah. I know who you're talking about. I remember. It worked for Philly.
Yeah.
It was Bridges.
I'm like, oh, come on. I like Mikal Bridges. Man, I wish he could be on the Heat. He's a perfect fit for the Heat.
I'm going back to that 2013 draft where Giannis went 15th overall.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, man. Anthony Bennett, number one.
Oof.
Victor Oladipo, number two.
Yeah. Hey.
Well, hold up. Otto Porter, number three. And number four, Cody Zeller.
Yikes. Oh, Cody Zeller to the Hornets, yeah?
We don't even know which brother. There's still a Zeller playing basketball.
Can I ask you something? Why did Michael Jordan love intangible bigs?
He does.
Very strange.
I mean, his last one was...
Frank the Tank.
More Heat guys ahead of him. Hey, Kelly Olynyk went 13th.
Is it safe to say that Jordan was the absolute worst at drafting players?
Oh, he was very bad. Kwame Brown.
He named one guy that stuck.
Kemba Walker? Kemba Walker was good.
He's playing in China now.
Well, he's old.
Not that old.
But his knee was cooked. He got
Okay.
But he was good when he was he's probably the best. I mean,
their best draft pick.
Is he the best Charlotte Hornets? Like, he's not obviously the best Charlotte Hornet ever, like back in like the Larry Johnson Zoe days, but when they were no longer the Bobcats and then were back to the Hornets, is he the best Hornet? Emeka Okafor?
No. And Jordan's terrible at drafting bigs.
Yeah, he loved intangible bigs. He had a
even when he didn't take intangibles.
I think he took two Plum. Did he take two Plumleys?
And a Frank Kaminsky.
And a Kaminsky, yeah.
Frank to take. Like, is he still playing?
No.
Frank the Tank is like...
No.
Wasn't he like the second pick in the draft or something like that?
No, he was ninth.
Ninth.
The Heat, like everybody, remember that was the famous story where Danny Ainge was trying to trade up to take Justice Winslow, and he offered Michael Jordan, I think, four first-round picks. I think one of them turned out to be the Tatum pick. He offered four first-round picks to go up and take Justice Winslow, and Jordan shot him down, and the Heat took Justice Winslow. But I don't even know if he ever offered it to the Heat because, you know, him and Riley hate each other's guts.
Yeah.
So I don't think he called him, but he offered like the moon to take Justice Winslow. That was the story back in the day.
Jeez.
Ooh. Hey, there's some crazy ones. You know? If I was the Heat tonight, like, you think you prank call anybody just for fun? Like, Adam Simon just picks up the phone. He goes, hey, guys, let's call the Hawks.
This is the Hawks GM.
They're like, yeah?
You guys want to trade for Jalen Brunson? You want to trade for Jalen Brown? It's Brad Stevens.
They're like, why are you calling from a 305 area code?
Well, you know, this is my South Florida residence. So what do you say? You trade for Jalen Brown?
Why are you laughing?
No reason.
Why are you guys smashing plates in the background saying Opa? You love that about a Greek restaurant? You ever go to one?
No.
Where they're smashing plates?
No.
Love that.
I know when I was in Cleveland at night, they used to have the little stands outside, mm-hmm. you know, the little trucks, and they had gyros, chicken, and lamb. It's pretty cool.
Guy says, I hope some kid tries to scam fake Joe Cronin tonight.
We've moved on.
Oh, I've never moved on. Well, listen, it's good for them. They could have just allowed Damian Lillard to go to the Heat. Instead, they lose Giannis. Oh, well. Reap what you sow. Enjoy the Heat's package. You guys will love Khalil Ware. And Milwaukee should be tickled. Yeah, I don't think they're going to be any good, but I think some of those players could end up being good.
I mean, if Tyler plays the whole year, right? If Tyler plays the whole year
mm-hmm.
and Khalil keeps improving, how can that not be a decent, like, at least start?
I think they could be fun. I think they could be fun. I mean, unless, like, maybe Khalil Ware is just like, this is the leap, you know?
Right.
Year three. We'll see. But, I mean, obviously, Spo's got to be elated. Like, Spo loves a defensive veteran team. He's got a star again. He's got, you know, the ways that he's going to try and get him in efficient places. He's going to be delighted, and he doesn't have to go through the yo-yo of youth. Mm-hmm. He hates that. He's not a fan.
I mean, but here, can I? This drives me crazy. You're an organization known as developing young guys, and then you're saying with the same breath, I hate playing
young-ish guys though. Like like you're talking about like guys who are like on the cutting edge of a league, who have been around, guys who've been overlooked, but they're coming into it at 23, 24, like dealing with 19, 20. Those are very like Spo always says, forget these guys are this age. You know, he said you've almost wished that they could get up to like 23, 24. Like that's the sweet spot for him. So
then why even draft him? Like, why not?
I don't know, dude.
Confusing to me. I'm so confused about the thought process behind young player versus not young player versus, you know, like the things they say about developing players and how they treat young players is confusing to me.
I don't know what you're finding confusing about it.
Develop them.
Okay. Development usually comes slower for younger guys.
I think they missed out on this Kalel thing. I know they had to trade him, so
they missed out on for Giannis.
No, you understand what I'm saying. Stop. I think he's going to be a player.
I think he is too.
Okay,
but we all knew when this was in the thing.
Yeah, I'm fine. Like again, I knew it had to be done. It had to be done.
Guy says, does Tyler Hero get a thank you video when we play?
No,
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was an all-star. I think they'll definitely play something for Tyler.
I just put a boot.
You got to put that promotions team to work a little bit, make them earn their money.
What about the boot?
Put the girl just have him in a boot.
You just want to honor him with a walking boot?
Yeah.
That doesn't seem very nice.
I don't think that'd be an honor.
You just give his gift instead of like a gold,
I don't think you give him a gift. I think they're just going to give him a video. We need to bring Mike Biamonte back for a year, dude. Why? I'll tell you that.
Because too many come back, yeah.
I just think that one more run, and then he can ride off into the sun. This is a special circumstance, and I think that Mike Biamonte, like, I'm canceling his retirement. I think that Mike Biamonte needs to come back.
You're specifically canceling.
I hereby cancel Mike Biamonte's retirement. You can always retire after this season, but I got to hear him say, Antetokounmpo, one time. I need it. Just one more year. He's got it in him. You guys know you haven't found a good replacement.
Wow.
What?
It's kind of rude.
Is it?
What if they did?
Come on. You think they found the next Mike Biamonte?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying they probably found his replacement.
Okay.
This guy and girl, whoever is going to replace Mike Biamonte, is hurting right now, Tobin. That was a little painful.
Exactly.
They can't be hurting. They're unproven. Sorry. Until then, you're just a prospect.
Nobody said they're unproven.
To me, I'm going to treat you like Eric Spoelstra treats a teenager. You're a prospect right now, dude. That's it.
You heard the Kalel where
yeah,
you
you're
are.
You're in the doghouse. And right now, if you told me right now I could trade for one more year of Mike Biamonte and tell prospects to hit the bricks, yeah, I'm going to tell them to do that. I'm sorry. Is that rude?
Yeah.
I was going to say.
A lot of pressure on this person. They got to say Antetokounmpo. It's a lot of syllables. I don't know if they're ready for that.
I want to hear Mike say it with excitement.
That's what I'm saying, dude. That's what I'm saying.
To Giannis. I need him to.
Yeah.
I like say it. Giannis. Antetokounmpo.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
With Giannis,
right? So, yes.
Once again, Heat, give me a holler.
I just think that
you know why it hurt. It was because Dan Day.
I did apply.
Did you apply? I'm sorry, Dan. Yeah, well, you would. I didn't think that you applied. I thought you had too many jobs.
What? Yeah. That's why I kind of would caped up for the new hire.
Well, if you deserve it, then I'll allow Mike Biamonte to stay retired if it's you, obviously. But anybody else, no. I need Mike Biamonte to come back for a season. I'm sorry. Other than Dan Day. If you give Dan Day the gig, I'll stop this campaign. Those are my terms.
I mean, can I just say, your terms suck.
Why?
Just for things in general.
How so?
Because a month ago you were saying, I don't even know if I really want Giannis.
Guarded my heart.
And then now you have goosies on top of goosies on top. On top of goosies on top of goosies.
Yeah, because Pat Riley's back. Mm. And you doubted him.
It is kind of true, though. Like, you like that girl. You think she's really pretty. You hear that she might be interested in you. Mm-hmm. You're like, she's cool. You know, like, I mean, I got options, though. And then when she comes up, it's like, are you going to ask me out or not? You're like, let's go. Yeah.
You didn't have options.
Yeah, let's go.
We had options.
What are the other options?
Yeah, we could have gone a lot of ways. Could have gone Kawhi, could have gone Ja, could have gone a lot of different places. Zion.
Could do it all alone, you know.
Yeah, could do it by ourselves. We could have kept going with Kasper Žakačonis. But, you know, we chose Giannis. Different strokes, dude.
Picking up right where you left.
No, what you're saying, you have to guard your heart.
Right.
Can't go just all in, and then if it falls apart, then now your heart's and shatters.
Yeah, didn't realize you were Romeo out here putting your heart out on your sleeve. Sorry, dude.
All good now.
Yeah, we're good because we got Greek Freak. Always wanted him. That's my guy, dude.
You are an ass.
That's my guy, dude.
You are an ass.
I've wanted Giannis longer than you guys have wanted Giannis. I was doing Giannis conspiracy theories back in 2020. Where were you guys?
If you would have saw two chickens out there hooping, you would have like.
How's their 3-point shot?
Exactly. Better than Giannis.
Don't need Giannis to shoot threes. Just need him to dominate. Dominate, dude.
Oh, please.
That's our show today, everybody.
Be better tomorrow.
What?
No, he's just going to be worse tomorrow.
You called a goalie who's from Russia Sergio. And you're telling me to be better? You literally ignored me when I was just repeating your take to you. And you're telling me to be better? You be better.
Mucho gracias.
Talk to them. No fuse, you lose.
That's why I call you and I want to ask you a question and I just go, never mind. No fuse, you lose. That's why.